This chazar zechen nishbach chesam shagav am yehudim zechem zochet daft has zayin. Zok the Mishnah, if a kohen had pigal intention during the burning of the kmitza of the mincha, but not during the burning of the levaina, or vice versa, or may it says it's pigal and carries karis, the chum says it's no pigal until the intent is had during the entire matir of the karb. The chum agree with Ramei regarding a chatas mincha and a soitas mincha, that it becomes pigal with the chi of karis if there is pigal intent during the burning of the kmitza, because the kmitza is the full matir of the karb, there is no levaina over there. Mishnah continues, if during the shkita of one of the two lambs of the shayal lechem karb, he intended to eat the two chalas the next day, or if he burned one of the spoons of the levaina of the shulchan with intent to eat from the two arrangements of lechem upon him the next day, or Meir says it becomes pigle and there's karis. Chum says there's no pigle until the intent is had during the entire matter. If he shechted one of the lambs with intent to eat from the lamb the next day, that lamb becomes pigle, but the other lamb remains valid. If during the shechita he intended to eat from the lamb the next day, they're both kosher. Zok the Gemara Rav said the machlekes is where the kaimis was put on the mizbeach without any intent, and the levaina was then put on with pigle intent, or vice versa. However, if the kaimis was first put on with pigle intent, and the levaina was then put on without pigle intent, or vice versa, everyone would agree that it's pigle. This is because all who act do so based on their initial intent. Shmuel said no. Even in the second case, there's still machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan said this like Shmuel as well. Rabbi repeated this teaching of Rav. Rav Acha Bar Huna said, yes, the Braisa says, with regard to a mincha, if pigal intent is had during the offering of the kmitza and the levaina is offered in silence, or if the kmitza is offered in silence and the levaina is offered with pigal intent, or Meir says, it's pigal with karis. The Chum say, it's only pigal when the intent is on the full matir. We see, not like Rav, that even in this case, where the kmitza was done with pigal intent and the levaina was done without it, there's still a machlokes. Rabbah answered, the braisa means that the kaimus was put on the pigal intent when the levaina had already been put on without pigal intent. First of all, that would be the same case as the first case of the braisa. Second of all, the braisa says, and then the levaina was put on. So it doesn't make sense. Ev demar, Chanina said that the case is discussing two different kahanim, one who burned the kaimus, one who burned the levaina, and therefore the intent of one does not carry for the action of the other one. Frekt Gemara Braisa said, with regard to the blood applications of the inside mizbeach, if a pigal intent was had during the first application or even during the second or third application, or Meir says it's pigal with chi of kars, Chum says no kars until the intent was on the full matter. Now, the Braisa says that they even argue when they intended during the first application and not during the later one. This, again, is a shver coin to Rav. And if tomorrow Rav said, the Braisa is discussing whether the first application was done with a pigal intent, second was done in silence, a third, again, was done with pigal intent. Rav Meir holds his pigal because the second one is considered to be done with pigal intent as well. The Rabbanon don't make that assumption, and therefore they say it's not pigal. The Chiddush is, we would think that the fact that he had the intent during the third one again shows that the second one was not based on his initial intent. Kamash Malon. Ravashi asked, the Braisa doesn't make any mention of the Kohen being silent. And for the more, rather, Ravashi said, the Braisa is discussing where the Kohen had pigal intent during the first and second application but was quiet during the third. We would think that Rameir would agree that we don't say that the third is based on the initial intent, because if so, why did he have the intent during the second one as well? The Braisa teacher, Rameir, says this is pigal as well. In fact, the Braisa says whether during the first or the second, not it was during both. And the Braisa said, Ekonami, Kasha. In fact, the Braisa was explained to mean that Rameir says it's pigal and a chi of kars, whether he had a pigal intent during the first, second, or third applications. Now, we have learned that there is no kars for pigal unless all the blood of it is done. However, if there's pigal intent regarding one of the earlier applications, it's as if the later applications were not made at all. How could it be kars? And for tomorrow, Rabbi said the case could be where the blood of a different animal was used for each of the applications. Let's say the blood spilled in between, and therefore it's considered to be a complete avodah. Rava said it could be that there were not multiple animals. The reason that there's karis is that the applications after the intent are considered to be kosher to the extent that they create pigal. What's the halacha of the kohen had pigal intent during the halacha of the kaimitz, but not of the levaina? Is it pigal? Rabbi Yochanan said halacha is like kmitza, just like the kmitza is considered to be on the entire matter, even though it's only done to the flour. The same is true regarding halacha. Rish Lakish said halacha is like the burning, and therefore pigal intent on the kaimitz is considered to be on only half of the matter, and it will not become pigal. According to Rish Lakish, we can understand the reason being that the levaina also needs a halacha. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? And for the Gemara, Rabbi said Rabbi Yochanan holds that any avodah does not matter the carbon to be eaten is considered to be a significant avodah in that it can make pigal through it alone. Halacha is such an avodah, and that's why it can create pigal. Frekm Rabbi asked Rava, the shechita of the shuas lambs do not permit the carbon to be eaten, it's the zrika that does, and yet Rav Meir and the Rabban argue in the Mishnah, and the Rabbanan say that if one of the lambs is shechted with pigal intent, it does not become pigal because it's not an entire matter. And for the Gemara, Rava said the two chalas only become kadosh through the shechting of the two lambs. An avodah that makes something kadosh is treated like an avodah that's matter something to be eaten. Therefore, since the intent was not present during the entire matter, it does not become pigal. In fact, the Gemara of Simon Barashi asks, there's a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa regarding carbon Pesach, which is answered by saying that the Mishnah follows the Rabban and the Braisa follows the Rav Meir. According to this answer, it comes out that the Rabbanan hold that even during Shechita of the Pesach, a pigle intent will only make it pigle if it was had during the entire matter. This is so, even though it's not the Shechita that makes it mutter to eat. This refutes Rava and Vidamar. Rava said it's the Shechita that makes the blood kadosh. An avoid that makes something kadosh is treated like an avoid that it's matter something to be eaten. Therefore, since the intent was not present during the entire matter, it does not become pigle. In fact, Mara Brisa clearly says that pigle intent during the kmitzah, putting it into the keli, and the halacha of the kaimitz alone without the levoina creates pigle. This is future shlokish. And tomorrow, the Brice is referring to the halacha of the kaimitz to the keli, whereas the rich shlokish is talking about the halacha of the kaimitz to the mizbeach. In fact, the Brice lists the avoidus it refers to as kmitzah, putting it into a keli, and halacha. According to this answer, the Brice should also list halacha before putting it into a keli. Mar said, Echanami changed the Brice to say that. In fact, tomorrow, the Brice then says, when it comes to the burning, the pigle intent must be regarding the entire matter. Now, according to what you're saying, the Brice should say, when it comes to the halacha and onward, intent is needed for the entire matter. Evermore, since the halacha is done for the purpose of burning, the Brice refers to it as the burning. In fact, the Brice says, if you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach without pigle intent and then put the levoina with the levoina there, with pigle intent, now according to you, the Brisa should first discuss halacha and everything more, and echanami kashem. Mer continues, with regard to a case where the kohen burned the piece of the kohen is equal to a sesame seed with intent to eat a sesame seed sized piece of the shirayim the next day, and he then had this intent during each sesame sized piece that he burned of the kohen and the levoina, until he ultimately burned the entire kohen and the levoina. There's a three machlekes between Rav Chista, Rav Nuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says the kohen is pigle, one says it's possible but does not have kares, one says the kohen is kosher. Maybe we can say that the one who says it's pigle follows Rav Meir, who says that pigle can be created through hefer matter. One who says it's possible follows Rabbanan, who argue Rav Meir, and the one who says that it's kosher follows Rebbe, who said that earlier that separate intent on separate parts of the carbon don't combine to make it possible. And for the Gemara, maybe there are mayor that who won't hold this way regarding intent on less than the required minimum amount. It may also be that the Rabbanon only argue over there because there was no intent on the full matter, but over here there's ultimately an intent on the entire matter. It may also be that Rebbe only holds that way where the completion of the intent was on a different avoida, but over here where the entire intent was on the same avoida, maybe he would agree that it's possible. Rather, the view that says it's pigle can follow all the Tanoim, the Tanoim, the Kaval Ramey, the Rabban, and the Rebbe, because he holds that burning and eating of pieces this size is a normal and proper thing, and therefore it's a regular pigle. The view that says it's possible could also follow all the Tanoim, because he holds that this is a normal manner of eating, but not a normal manner of burning, and is therefore treated like a mincha that was not burned on the Mizbeach and is possible. The view that says it's kosher can follow all the Tanoim, because he holds that this is a normal manner of burning, but not a normal manner of eating, and therefore it's not pigle and is in fact the kosher carbon.